Welcome back. Andy Parks, Greg Grandy, live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and on RLTV this afternoon. Check your local cable listing for that. Let's check our local guy on finance, ladies and gentlemen. Christopher Sayes joins us now. He writes the corner of Wall and Main here at the Washington Times. Today's column is entitled, It's Time for Investors to Take Stock of Their Portfolio. Hello, how are you,
Chris? Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Andy, Fred. Hey, guys, I don't get it. I'm sitting here waving at my TV, but you're not waving back.
Well, oh, I can do that. Does that work?
I'm looking at Andy, right?
Good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what I get from your column today is suddenly I have to do the work? I have to take charge?
Oh, is that so?
Wow.
Wrong?
Wow. Look, Andy, yeah. If you don't care about your money, who should?
I will. I'll take care of it for you.
Yeah, I'll bet you would. I'll bet you would.
You know what he sounds like to me, Chris? He sounds like the guys I used to work with in Hollywood that once they made a certain amount of money, they thought the first thing they needed to do was to hire a business manager who usually got them involved in frozen yogurt franchises and silver mines in Uruguay.
Well, and don't forget, Fred, not only are you investing in the frozen yogurt franchise, but you're paying that guy to tell you to do so.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, you're paying him to move to Uruguay with your money. That happened
more than
once.
Right.
All right, so let's begin here. What's involved? Purging stuff that may not work under the strain of higher taxes, less in the way of deductions or higher capital gains taxes on the way?
Well, that's all part of it for this year, but what we're talking about, generally speaking, is a exercise that investors should be doing every year. At this time, you know, you want to go exit the year and clean out your dogs, the underperforming stocks, and kind of start fresh in the coming year. So in this case, when you start off 2013, you want to be able to say, all right, in my portfolio, I've got a group of stocks that, you know, the data looks good, I feel good about them, there aren't a lot of risks, I'm not concerned about what might happen in a certain industry if spending comes back or doesn't come back. And this year, as you pointed out, it's a little more complicated because there's a lot of uncertainty out there as to where the capital gains taxes are going to go next year, as well as the dividend taxes.
Right. And to that end, can you quickly explain, because I think this is probably helpful in terms of understanding what you're talking about and just financial advice in general, the difference between a short-term gain and a long-term gain. I'm not sure that's completely clear to everybody who might even be looking at their portfolios right now.
Sure. Generally speaking, you look at short-term as anything you've owned for under a year. Okay. Longer-term, anything over a year. So it's not that complicated. Where it gets a little wonky, if you will, is matching up short-term gains, short-term losses, long-term gains, long-term losses.
And isn't there a cap on a capital loss? I mean, you can't take an infinite capital loss, can you?
No, you can't. And you know, not to dodge that one, Fred, but that's really a question for your accountant.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I just get the funny feeling by Fred even asking that. He's tried to do it.
He's sitting back like Mr. Burns.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Excuse me, I have to make a phone call.
Okay. All right, I want to get into something else. A lot of companies are offering early dividend
payments.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
As in before December 31st, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, what you're seeing is a couple things. You're seeing a lot of companies like Walmart just did this. Costco did it.
Right, we talked
about
that.
A number of others. And what they're doing is they're giving a one-time special dividend. And usually the reason they do that is when you sift through everything, you know, oh, we want to be good to our shareholders, return capital to the shareholders. You have to remember that each of those companies has significant inside ownership, meaning board members, family members, so to speak, are going to get big, big payments.
Okay, see, it seemed very strange to me that a company like Costco would actually go out and borrow the money to pay the dividends.
Yeah. Or even Oracle, where they're accelerating three dividend payments into December.
Yeah.
And I think Larry Ellison walks away with something north of $100 million.
Yeah.
All right, these are all guys that give big dollars to Obama, too, right?
Well, yeah. And you know, yesterday I was telling Fred off-air, I'll say it on-air, you know, he and I both work for ABC. It was owned by Disney, and I had a lot of Disney stock. And I just got a note from Disney a couple days ago saying, hey, guess what? 12/28, we're paying a dividend, and it's a little bigger than last year. We're going to get it out early.
To that end, Chris, can you quickly talk about what the bite's going to be between 2012 and 2013 if we supposedly go off the cliff and rates go up on cap gains and dividends and things like that?
Well, the short answer, Fred, is it's going higher. What the exact percentage is, you know, TBD, you know, to be determined.
Yes, of course.
But it's sounding like it's going to gap up from about 20% to about 40% on dividends. That's a huge bite.
That is, you know, and, big.
No, it's huge. And you have to remember that, you know, the younger folks, let's say people under, 35, they're not as concerned about dividend income. You know, they're more concerned about growth for their stocks. But when you look at people who are retired, about to retire, they tend to rely on dividend income in a very big way.
Absolutely. Hmm. Absolutely. Can you explain one other thing? This is a term that you tried out, and I want to make sure people understand it.
Sure.
Window dressing. I understand what that means when you walk by Macy's.
Yeah.
But when you're looking at your portfolio, what does that actually mean?
All right, well, it's not really you and I who do that. It's mutual fund managers and hedge fund managers.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Right. Well, what happens is at the end of the quarter, they close the books and they say, here, this is what I was invested in. So they want to look good. They want to look smart, obviously. So they want to be holding the stocks that have done well, or at least appear to.
Mm-hmm.
So what they do is, you know, they clean out their dogs every quarter and they layer in companies that have done well. And you might say, wow, this guy is smart. He owns Apple or whatever the stock is,
mm-hmm.
and it's been doing very well. But at the end of the quarter, you don't know if they've owned it for a month, a week, 6 months, a year. You have no idea.
Is there any way you can find out, or is that a little bit too hip for most people's room?
Too hip for most. Sorry, dude. I'm not that kind of cat. what I would say is you can do it. You can do it, but it requires a lot of digging on your part.
Okay.
These guys are not going to make it obvious. Yeah.
So in other words, if you make the mistake of trusting your portfolio manager, you could be screwed.
Well, it goes back to what we were saying earlier, right? You've
yeah.
always got to treat it like it's your money.
Right.
You know? You can't simply sit back, push from the desk, and go, oh, Bob's got it.
Yeah. Right. And that always goes back to the sin stocks that you talk of, you know, the liquor.
Which are doing well, by the way.
Yeah, liquor, tobacco, the stuff that people are going to go with anyway, no
yeah.
matter what.
You
yeah.
want to get tanked up before you go over the cliff, right? It won't hurt
yeah,
you much.
I guess.
Makes it easier, I hear,
sure.
yeah.
Yeah. All right, job numbers, 7.7, looks like the unemployment rate.
Yeah, that's I can't use the kind of language on air to describe what kind of numbers those are.
Okay.
And I say that, Andy, because it's more of the same. And, you know, Fred, I don't think you've been with us when we've talked about this in the past, but, you know, year to date, we've seen on average about 150,000 jobs added month after month. So nothing very robust, nothing to get excited about. But the unemployment rate has been falling. And again, when you sift through the release, you'll find out that simply more and more Americans each and every month are leaving the labor force. And year over year, November to November, it's something like 2.3 million Americans have left the labor force. That is why your unemployment rate is dropping.
Because they're no longer tabulated.
They're no longer working. They're
yeah.
not. They're not counted
yeah.
in the
okay.
metric. You're exactly yeah. right. Fred.
Absolutely.
And you know, I also saw something related to the 146,000 number. 35,000 of those were new government jobs.
Yeah, yeah. There's getting a lot of heat on that. Well, you know, as we age and more people try to retire, you know, bigger government will take care of you.
You know, the other thing
yeah.
that's interesting, looking at that report, is they revised the numbers down for September and October, which,
mm-hmm.
of course, they conveniently did after the election. And I'm just wondering if, to some degree, we now have the Department of Labor aiding and abetting whatever political.
No,
okay,
you know,
that's
Fred,
crazy.
That sounds like you should talk to Jack Welch.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no kidding. All right, listen, great to talk to you as always, folks. If you haven't checked it out, read it in today's Washington Times. It's time for investors to take stock of their portfolio. It's by Chris Versailles. He writes the corner of Wall and Main here at the Washington Times, and you can always get in touch with Chris at chrisversailles.com. That's Versace. Chris, have a great weekend.
Thanks, Chris.
You too, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy. All right. It is 4:47, 7:30 a.m. and 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks and Fred Grandy live from the Washington Times. More to come. Stay right here.